Today is Daf Chof Dalet, but we are going to begin with Daf Chof Gimel on the base, because it's a new sugya. I don't want to get started smack in the middle, so let's start with Daf Chof Gimel on the base from the one that I have. Yosef Ahumer Rabbanan. Very quickly, Yosef, it's about 80% down the page. It's exactly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 lines from the bottom. This thing working?
Yeah.
16 cross right from the ha, a little right, exact right, right across from that Tosfos the ha, on the other side of the page, where it says Yosef, Ahumi Rabbanan Kamei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Yosef Kamar Bishmei Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi, Minayin Lochol Yisurim Shabbatari Dechi Hechi Yisurim Beachila, Hachinami Is Asurim Behana. This was what we discussed last week. How do you know that whenever the Torah says, "Do not eat," like by Pesach, don't eat. Not only are you not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have pleasure. You're not allowed to feed it to your dog. What is an example? Examples of eating are Nevela. Nevela is the exception. Nevela is the exception, but generally, what's a chametz for Pesach? Klayakerem. What about, let's see, even Basa B'cholav. Okay, a couple of it will come across some more, but also Isuri Hana. Like an animal that's condemned to die, shahaniskol. We'll come across different examples, but how do we know that generally speaking, when the Torah says "do not eat," not only are you not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to derive pleasure. What is the source? So we learned this last week. And what did we learn last week? It says in the pasuk "lo yoichal," and with "lo yeochel," it says by chometz bePesach. We'll use that as an example. "Lo yeochel." The chametz bePesach may not be eaten. The pasuk could have said, "You should not eat." You can, it's like a lom shu gemara. A din gavra and a din chefza. Is the prohibition on the person that you should not eat, or is the prohibition upon the object? The object should not be eaten. So the Torah should really have said, "You should not eat it." The fact that it said it should not, the object should not be eaten, allows Chazal to make a drasha. It's not explicit in the pasuk, but the drasha is that don't sell it, turn it into cash, and use the money, don't eat it. But because the pasuk, it should not be eaten, that allows us to make a drasha, so to speak, don't even derive benefit of eating indirectly. In other words, we'll be an example, don't sell it in the store, convert it into cash, and with the cash, you'll purchase a slice of pizza. Don't eat Pesach, it's chametz, but don't buy shmur matzah. Don't buy shmur matzah by selling your chametz for Pesach. If chametz for Pesach, it's also, don't eat it. It should not be eaten. Torah should have said, "Do not eat." Why did the Torah say it should not be eaten? It's making a drasha. Don't even, it should not be eaten even indirectly. What is an example of it being eaten indirectly? You sell it, convert it into cash, liquidate your assets, take the cash, go to the matzah factory, buy shmur matzah, and eat the shmur matzah. When you eat the shmur matzah, in essence, your chametz has been eaten. It has been eaten, not physically, but indirectly. This is a drasha. It's not explicit in the pasuk, but it's a drasha which Chazal have a right to darshan, because it does not say lo yeichal, it says lo yeochal. That was what we learned last week. The Gemara really reviews it. The Gemara's question, how do you know this? So the Gemara says, so my knee, what is an example? Okay, the Gemara gives an example. Chametz bePesach, v'shar haniskol, v'shar bavakama. Okay, we judge bavakama. Shar kills a human being even once. So what is the halacha? The shar must be stoned to death. Are you allowed to eat? It says balashar noki. The owner of the shah is naki in the chasav. He's not allowed to derive any pleasure from the dead animal. So there it says lo yeocha. So how do you know minayin? The Gemara says, what's the question when minayin? The Gemara says, what kind of question? Didn't we go to the daf last week and learn the sugi? It says tevik lemi lo yeochel. We had a very beautiful drasha last week. Lo yeochel lo. So the Gemara says, no, sorry. The reason why we ask the question, lo yechel, isra achila mashmalei, isra hanolei mashmalei. This amoira, this was, remember, coming to Shuvah Nachmeni, he doesn't hold of this. They disagree with that drasha. being that they disagree that drasha, therefore they are searching for a different source for the halacha. Lemashmalei, okay, so strike one. That's not valid. They don't like it. It's not powerful enough. They don't have a tradition of Mesorah, Mehar Sinai, that you can make a drasha that it says lo yeochel instead of lo yeochel. It's strong enough. So the Gemara is okay, fine. Tebik le minivela. Okay, we have a backup drasha nevela. Because by nevela, what does it say? Do not eat the nevela, but instead give it as a gift to a ger toishav, or sell it to a guy. Why? Now the Torah is being matter hana. It's being, so why is it being matter pleasure? The pleasure is you're giving a gift. When you give a gift, you have pleasure. Because the person that you gave the gift, the recipient, he owes you, right? Isn't that the way it works? When you give someone a gift, you owe me now. I've done something good for you. So that's a pleasure. You sell something, you have cash in hand. Cash is king. That's also pleasure. So that's hana. So why did the Torah have to say to be allowed this? It's obvious. If the Torah says don't eat, eat means don't eat. But you can have pleasure. If you can have pleasure, of course you can sell and give it as a gift. It must then be, the Torah is telling you indirectly, that the only reason why you're allowed to give it as a gift and sell it is because I'm telling you, you can do so. Otherwise, when it says lo ye'ochel, it means you can't have eating, you can't have pleasure. So that's another source for the halacha. So why don't we come on to that? Tebik le minivela. The Gemara says, no, that's also an invalid source strike. Tu savalo ke b'yuhud v'yama dvarum kichsavam enochanami, because there the Torah is makbit. There it's not available for a drasha. Maybe when it says don't eat, it means you're allowed to have hana, but there the Torah is coming to limit the hana. The only thing you can do with an avail is give it as a gift to a ger toshav, or sell it to a goy. You're not allowed to give nevela as a gift to a person who worships idols. You're not allowed to charge money to a ger toshav, a goy who observes the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that's living in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to charge them. It's an amazing thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, can you imagine they have free meat? They have free meat in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to charge them. So therefore, the pasuk is necessary. It's not available to make the drasha that Achila includes the Sahana. Okay, so now the Maris, so therefore, so a strike two. We've already had two sources. Lo Yochel, Lo Yochel, Nevela. Each one is not available because Lo Yochel, Lo Yochel is not a strong enough drasha. Nevela, we need for another halacha to tell you that dafka you only give it as a gift to sell it, but you can't do it vice versa. So the Maris, if that's the case, but that opens up for us a third possibility. The same Yehuda that makes a drasha that you're not allowed to sell it to a ger toishav and you're not allowed to give it as a gift to a guy, he also holds that it's also behana. How does he know that achilas behana? Because it says by nevela la kelev tashlichun oso. Right, you can throw a nevela, another pasik, that if you don't want to give it to the, you don't want to give it to a sell it or give it as a gift, you can throw it to a dog. Lakelev tashlich. Now, throwing it to a dog is also pleasure. It's also pleasure because you save yourself the expense of buying for your dog a meal. So it's also pleasure. Why does the Torah have to tell you that you're allowed to have this pleasure? It should be obvious. The answer is no, it's not obvious because it says in the pasuk, lo yeochel, don't eat it. And the word eating includes an iser of hana. So the only reason why nevela is an exception is because it says in the pasuk lakelev tashlich noso. But if not for this pasuk, it would be mashne lo yeochel means iser achila and iser hana. So we have here a third source for a third possible source. So lakelev tashlich noso. The Gemara says no, that pasuk is not available because kasavar chulin shmishchat bazara deraisav. We know we need it for another drasha. What happens if you take a chulin and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you do shchita? Are you allowed to have hana? Are you allowed to eat it? Take a regular animal and you bring it to the azara and you shecht it. Chulin shnishchatu ba'azara. What's the halacha? So the halacha is also the hana. But why? Why it has to be burnt? Why? So according to most tanoim, it's only midrabanan. In that Torah, there's nothing wrong. You can eat it because it's not kulich. It's not a carbon. You never will makdish it. Just because you shechted it in the azar, it automatically means it becomes lesser hana. No such thing. But Chazal said you don't do that. You don't take chulin and shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. If you do so, it becomes lesser midrabanan. this Tana holds, this Amora holds, that if you shecht chulin the Azora, it's osur behano. How do you know it? From the word lakelef tashlichin oso. Only regular nevela can you give to a dog. But oso ata mashlich lakelef. But it's a drasha, it's an extra word just to make a drasha. But chulin, shnishchatu ba'zara, that is osur behano, may not be given to dogs. So what it comes out, this is a very critical gemara. You have the Gemara here has presented three possible sources for the halacha that every time it says in the Torah the word lo yoichal, not only does it mean iser achila, the word lo yoichal includes within it the prohibition of deriving benefit. And each one of the three potential sources is rejected by this Amor in our Gemara for different reasons. The first drasha, lo yoichal, lo yoichal, it's not strong enough. The second drasha of lager and a goy, he needs it to tell you to limit the type of hana. You only can give a gift to one and give a sell to the other. And the third source of oso, you need it for another very, very rare halacha. It's a drasha that chulin sheshchatu bazar is also afilu behana. So we're stuck. So how then do you know that chometz bePesach and Shor HaNiskol is Aser Behana? The Torah does not explicitly say that it's Aser Behana. Only thing the Torah says, don't eat it. So the Gemara says, Minayin. So again, it's four lines from the bottom. Minayin, how you know? The Gemara says, here's the Mukana. Here we go into Kutchin. Okay, this is a wild Gemara. Okay, so you got to brace yourself. A lot of wild things in the Gemara. This is a very, very powerful Gemara. The nine. The Chsiv says the Pasek. Kol Chatas. Asher Yuva Midama. It says in the part of the carbon chatas. Okay, carbon chatas, you daven, it's kodesh kodashim. Now, the carbon chatas, everything is all systems go. It's kodesh, you shecht it, and then it becomes tane. Okay, let me read you the entire pasuk. Kol chatas, ashayuva midame ala oil moe, lechava kodesh, lo seachel, it may not be eaten, but eish tisef, in a situation where the pasuk means, in the context of the pasuk, it means the basar became tane. If something goes wrong with your carbon chatos, okay, we're not dealing with chometz bePesach. We're not dealing with Shor HaNiskol. We're dealing in the sugi of kachim. Leave Masechta Pesachim. Leave Masechta Bava Kamma. Enter into the new world of kachim. You have a carbon chatos. The basar is tamei, and the Torah says, "What do you do? Burn it in fire." Bo eish tisareif. Tamal lebeishu sareif. Matam lebeishu sareif. I don't want the. A regular carbon machatos. A regular Rashi. Rashi says, "Kol chashay yivu b'damu labachadus and paninis shuv adamim mitzvasa and lufnim chsev." Do you have any examples? Bapar koyin. Elo lam and alchatos achitzona deim hichnis damu lufnim. I'm sorry. You're right. You made a mistake. The hichnis damu lufnim. I'm sorry. It means that if by mistake, I'm sorry. If you took the blood of a regular carbon machatos inside the heichal. What do you normally do with the blood of carbon chatas? You say in davening in Ezer Mekayman, four matanos on the four corners of the mizbeach hachitzain. The mizbeach hachitzain is in the azara, not in the heichal. If by mistake you take the blood of a regular carbon chatas, which you bring on Rosh Chodesh, or you bring on Yontif, or you bring on Shabbos, and you bring it inside, you bring chatas on Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Sorry, you bring chatas on Yontif, on Yontif, or on Rosh Chodesh. And you bring the blood inside the heichal, it's a gezeres akasev, the chatos is psula, and the basar must be burnt. Okay? So the Gemara Sakasha, she'ein tamalam ba'ish, sorry, I don't need the pasuk to tell me that you have to burn it. Why not? Because it's obvious that it should be burnt. Now why is it obvious that it should be burnt? Give me 1 second. She'ein tam loimar. There's no need to say that it needs to be burnt. Okay, the Gemara is going to tell us how we know this in a few moments. Okay, we're going to give a few moments. The Gemara is going to tell us how we know this. We're going to derive the halacha achatas shehuva midama pnima needs to be burnt. There is no need for the Torah to say these extra words. Here we go. Okay, this is one of the Yud Gimel Mizrach Nidreshes. special drasha. In einoy inyan legufay, if you don't eat it for itself, the says the pasuk v'hinei sarof. That's how we know it. We know this from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Miluim, on the eighth day of the Miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they inaugurated the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he sees that the chatas of Rosh Chodesh was burnt, and Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. Chazal say this one a few times. Moshe got angry and he says to Aaron, why did you burn the meat of the chatas of Rosh Chodesh? The blood did not go by mistake inside the heichal. I know first, and I saw all the blood of this carbon chatas was sprinkled on the mizbeach kedas uchedin. So nothing went wrong. So why then did you burn the meat of the carbon chatas? Now we know always why they burn it, because they were oinin him, right? They were navelus because of nadav yaviu. That's why they burned the meat of the carbon chatas. But Moshe Rabbeinu, now what do we imply from Moshe Rabbeinu's being upset that indeed, if the blood of the carbon chatas would have accidentally entered into the heichal, then the meat should have been burnt? So it's a beferish pasuk. Which parash is this? The Reish Tash Moshe? Shmini, right? Shmini. It's a beferish pasuk. It's a beferish pasuk. It's a gvaldik to have a balkari on your side. Right? And then you have a balkari, you're in good shape.
You got to double check.
So, why he was upset? So we learn from what happened that it would be burnt. So there's no need for the pasuk here to tell us, but eishti sarif. So it's the words are superfluous. What are you doing? You have superfluous words in the Torah. If it's not necessary for Masechta Kachim, Masechta Zvachim, so you can use it in Masechta Psachim. Right? That's the rule. You can take it out of one Masechta. In Eina Inyin. Not only for Masechta Psachim, but Masechta Bavakama also. You can take it wherever you want. Now, so what does it say? You should burn it. Now, we don't need to teach me the law that you're not allowed to eat, because it says about chometz bePesach lo ye ochel. It says by parsha of Pshar Niskol that it cannot be eaten. So I don't need it for that either. So what do we need it for? We go now another notch, go down two notches. Now the Gemara says, okay, very good. The drash is so good. Go a step further. Just like we learned from Basar, Chatos, that if it's possible, you have to burn it. So you know what? We should burn Chometz for Pesach. If Chometz also Pesach, like the Mandia, that's the mission. Now we don't pass him like that. Shulchan Aruch is not passing that you have to burn it. If you want, you can be Mefarer, Zer L'Ruach. The main only Achil Tenei L'Yisra Anav. Imersakash Imakam B'Sreifa. Imakam B'Sreifa. If over here it has to be burned, so why don't we suggest that when it comes to all other isurim, also it has to be burnt? Amakra, to answer this, the pasuk says, "Bakoidesh bo'esh tisareif." So the word "bakoidesh" in this pasuk is extra to make a drasha. "Bakoidesh b'sreif of the ein kol isurin shabatar b'sreifa." The only time it has to be burned is only when it is koidesh. But chometz bePesach is not kodesh. Shor haNiskol is not kodesh. They do not need to be burnt. It's enough for them to be also behana. Okay, so far so good. And there was a kasha, but v'hai bekodesh v'eshi sarif l'hachi diyasa. Sorry to upset this drasha, but this drasha was already used, was already occupied. It's already taken. You came too late. Someone already took this drasha for themselves. It's taken. The high by kodesh for each to serve lachidios. I'm a boy little lich Rabbi Shimon for Rabbi Shimon's Josh. The time when the bride Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, "By kodesh for each to serve." For what do these words mean? Limit al chatos. This comes to teach us al chatos on a carbon chatos to serve in oisoy by kodesh, that the carbon chatos has to be burnt inside of the azora. In other words, if you have a carbon chatos and the basa becomes tame, or in this case where the blood was taken inside the heichal, and you have to burn the meat, where do you burn the meat? And normally, when you have a carbon that's pasul, there's a place called the Beis Hadeshen. The Beis Hadeshen is in Yerushalayim. It's not in the Beis HaMikdash. It's outside the walls of the Azor, it's even outside the Har HaBayis. It's far away. So if it's basar, it's tame, adrab. It's tame, so get it out. Get it out. Or if the basar, the carbon is possible, you know, you don't want things that are no good in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what
who burned it? Kohanim?
The Kohanim, yes, certainly. The Kohanim. Kohanim burned it.
Even outside the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, maybe not necessarily. Maybe not necessarily. But it's something that's possible has to be burned. Okay, so you need a Kohen who's tum, but it was, that's not important. Someone, whoever burns it, burns it. But l'chore, you would assume, I mean, that's a very normal thing to assume, that if it's tame or if it's pasul, get it out of here. Burn it outside the Beis HaDeshen. No. A carbon chatos that was meant to be offered inside of the Azara, and not to leave carbon chatos, and it's kach shekadosh, where do you eat the kach shekadosh? Inside the kloim. You have to eat the carbon chatos inside the walls of the Azara. There's a special halacha we're going on this pasul, that it has to be burnt inside of the Azara. Okay, it's an amazing halacha. That in the Azara itself, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the carbon becomes pasuk, comes tam, you have to burn it right then and there. How do you know this? From this pasuk. Ba'koidesh, bo'esh tisarif. So how can you go to the other words, bo'esh tisarif is extra to make a drasha? We don't need it for carbon, because we know that already, so we're going to use it for kol esum shebetoira, chametz, and shor niskal, that it should be, that it's also behana. But we need the words ba'koidesh bo'esh tisarif. This is a very basic halach that a carbon chatos that becomes possible inside the azar must be burned inside the azar. You may not burn out in the end Yerushalayim. So it's occupied. What about all the other kachay kadashim, like carbon oila, like carbon asham? What other carbon chatas are there? Carbon oila, carbon asham. What else kachay kadashim? All the kachay kadashim. How do you know they also need to be burned bedafka inside of the azara? Kachay kadashim, and also the imure kachim kalim. The limbs of kachay kalim that are burnt on the mizbeach, because that's a halacha. You learn kachim, you learn a chiddush that the limbs of kachim kalim have the din of kachay kachim. Like what's kachim kalim? Shlamim. Kachim kalim, you clean the entire Yerushalayim, but there are certain parts of the kachim kalim have to be burnt on the mizbeach. Those parts of the kachay kalim that need to be burnt on the mizbeach have the status of kachay kachim. So how do you know if they become tamei, they become disqualified, that they have to be burned bedafka inside of the azara? Imurei kachim kalim minayin tamalemar v'chol ba'kodesh. The word ba'kol is extra. Ba'kodesh v'esh tisarif. So we are now in a lot of trouble. Okay, we are in a lot of trouble. We don't have a pasuk. Another pasuk. We're in trouble. We went this whole Gemara, almost a half an hour Gemara, and now we're stuck. We don't have a makar to teach you the halacha. So now the Gemara says, no problem. We'll come to the rescue. Amal Rabbi Yonasan, Rabcha, your Rebbe, who tried to make the drasha, mehaikra kamala. He learned it from the following pasuk. Now what do we mean, mehaikra kamalach? Okay, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yonasan Rabach, Nami lo yahavi ma'isi yisahana l'chol yisum shemigdash mubi eish tisarev, enach Nami, a new drasha. Yeah, I'm just getting a little mixed because the next Gemara is going to go back to this drasha. That's me, Abaya. Fine, mehaikra kamalach. I have a solution. Abandon everything that you've learned, forget it, strike it from the record. I have for you now a fourth source. Okay, so far you learned quite a bit. You learned four potential sources for this critical halacha. Okay, trivia quiz. The Torah is not trivia, but it's good, it's very good. Why are Talmidei Chachamim called Soifrim? Count. It's always good to count all of the different sources. I have so far four different potential sources. Now I have a fifth source. What's the fifth? Here's the new pasuk. This pasuk is discussing the sugya of noisar. What's noisar? If you have a carbon, you only got to eat it for, let's say, kachim kalim. How many days? 2 days and the night in between. What happens if the time expires? The expiration date passes. What do you do with it? You burn it. So let me review the entire pasuk, just for the sake of the drasha, the Gemara's drasha. You don't have the number on the side. If you have the Gemara on the side, And this pasuk referring to the miluim, the inauguration, the special korbanos that were offered when they inaugurated the Mishkan. V'sarafta es ha-noisar bo'esh. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, when you inaugurate the Mishkan, if there's leftover meat, they don't get around to eating all the meat within the prescribed time, you shall burn it. Bo'esh, v'sarafta es bo'esh, lo ye'ochel, do not eat it. Ki kodesh, because it is kodesh. Okay, so enters the Gemara. You don't need to say don't eat it. Once the pasuk says you shall burn it, what does that mean? If you're burning it, you're obviously not eating it. So we don't need the words lo yachal. It's obvious. You're burning it. So now we make that same type of drashim. Einoy inyan legufe. We don't need it for itself. The hog siv v'sarafta es hanoy sarbo. It already says you shall burn it. Tonel inyan l'shoy sum shavda. So we don't need it. It says already burned. So therefore it's going to be extra. Therefore going to use all the shem. Then now other parish already says do not eat. Then einoy inyan l'achi. Look, now inyan l'yisra hano. Now the more same type of kasha here is he shall burn it. The ima kan b'shreifa af kol yisum shabatoy b'shreifa. Maybe when it comes to shaniskal, comes to chamit, shall burn it also. Amakra, no. This rafta es ha noisa. The hey hayidia, or even the whole word itself, is the mivaser. Mivaser if it's extra. So that means it's noisa. So why did it say ha noisa? To make it tell you, Joshua, noisa b'shreifa. The ein kol yisum shabatoy b'shreifa. Okay, so excellent drasha. Okay, drasha number 5. So far, so good. We learned from the milum, we learned from noisar. It says there, burn it, and it says don't eat it. If you're burning it, of course, then it must be that don't eat it. It's got extra to make this drasha. Now the Gemara says, I'm sorry to spoil all of the fun, but the drasha is already taken. You can't chop someone else's drasha. We need it for a different drasha. That if you have something in the base hamigosh which is forbidden, it's noisar or it's tamei or it's any problem whatsoever. A machshava of pigol, machshava of chutz l'mekaylai. If the boss, the dam, went into the Azara, the Torah here is giving an extra special loisa, say, don't eat it. Because if not for this possible, the Torah says, okay, it's possible. You don't get credit. You're supposed to burn it. No, so you didn't burn it. I didn't burn it. Okay, I was mevatel mitzvah, say, I ate it. So the world will come to an end. Are they going to give me malchus? Do I have to do tshuva? Am I in trouble? The answer is yes. Why? How do I know it? How do I know? Because of these extra words, lo ye ochel, do not eat. So the words already taken. Don't take someone else's drasha. So our fifth drasha that we thought was such a geshmaka drasha for halacha, that chametz pesach sabahana, has also been snatched from before us, and we're now stuck. Okay, so far so good. 5 different sources, each one the Gemara reject one at a time. 5 strikes. Now we're finally going to find the solution. And the solution we're going to find is how? We're going to go back to drasha number 4. What was drasha number 4? That was the pasuk of a carbon chatas whose blood accidentally or purposely was taken inside of the heichel and became disqualified. What was the question? What was the problem? That we don't need the pasuk tells that it should be burnt, because we know from Moshe Rabbeinu, v'inei sirach atos derosh derash Moshe v'inei sarach. We know that. So the words are actually to make a drasha. What was the problem with that drasha? The problem was that we need those words. We need the words of bo'esh tisareif to teach us that any time of carbon chatas, or for that matter, any time kodshei kodashim become disqualified, they must be burnt where? In the Azara, not outside the Azara. That was the problem that we had with that drasha. So Amar Abaye to the rescue. Let's go back to drasha number 4. Yoyla mikra kama. Mikra kama means drasha number 4. The epoch. And let's review the drasha a little bit differently. Let's turn around the words. The lichta rachmad, lichta ba'esh, tisev loy ba'ev lo soichal. The same way we're building drasha number 4. We're now going to revisit drasha number 4 after we have right. But what was the original pasuk? The original pasuk of Kochatos. Let me read you the original pasuk. We're not going Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the problem. We know from Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. Let me read you the pasuk says the Kochatos Asha Yuva Midomo. Let me read you the pasuk. Not in Shmini. But the Kochatos Asha Yuva Midomo El Oyel Moyed. What does it say? Two things it says. Loi say ochel bo'esh tisoret. Now when we learned the Joshua for the first time,
so didn't need bo'esh tisoret.
Oh, exactly. Why not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu. So those two words are extra. When those two words are extra, what did we do? We made a Joshua for Chametz Pesach and Shavuot. They were extra. No, that's exactly the point.
I'm sorry,
the beish extra. Right. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said,
Vinei
Sarof
Vonheimah. So you learn that from beish tisof.
And why did the Gemara reject that judge? Because we need the words beish tisof. You're right there, it's extra. Indeed, it's extra. We need the teacher. The other halacha that if a karma becomes possible, you burn it in the Azara. You burn it in the Azara. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, that's not where they were making the drasha. The drasha we're going to make is the words right before bo'esh tisarif. Lo say ochel bo'esh tisarif. Once the pasuk says l'fim shuto that a chatos whose blood entered the oil moyet, entered into the azara, has to be burnt, automatically we know that it cannot be eaten. If it has to be burnt, then it automatically includes within it.
Why do you need the esh tisarif?
So that was the Morse Kasha. We need Ba'ish to teach you a halacha. And if you have a carbon chatas or any kachay kadashim, that becomes possible, where do you burn the carbon chatas? You burn it in the Azara, in the Beis Hamikdash. You don't burn it. No, this pasuk.
Bakut.
El Oil Moyed. Lechad
v'akodesh,
lo seyochel,
ba'esh
tisarif.
Doesn't say weir, it says weir.
So the Gemara made a drasha. The drasha was that we take the word ba'kodesh, we skip the two words in the middle, lo seyochel, ba'kodesh, ba'esh tisarif. Then you shall burn it in the kodesh, in the azara. That was the Gemara's kasha. Let's review the steps. Okay, let's review the steps. With drasha number 4, we have a pasuk. The Pshuta Shol Mikra, the pasuk is discussing a carbon chatas whose blood entered into the Heichel. So what does it say? The blood entered in the Kodesh. Kodesh really here means the Heichel, but entered into the Kodesh. So what does it say? No, I'm sorry. It says the oil moyet. L'chaper b'kodesh. It doesn't say anything. It's l'chaper b'kodesh to give kapara. Entered into the Heichel, into the oil moyet. L'chaper b'kodesh. Do not eat, but you shall instead burn. So along comes the Gemara, the Gemara says, you know, I don't need those two words, bo'esh tisarif. You know why? Because Moshe told us already. The words are extra. What are they extra for? To teach us an ein etzach l'inzeh, hold on, chagad, you have to teach us the asbana. Along comes the Gemara says, I'm sorry to tell you, but those two words, bo'esh tisarif, were already used for a different drasha. They were already used, they're already taken. What are they taken for? They're taken for the drasha that if you have a carbon, any kachay kadasha, that becomes disqualified. Yeah. The Gemara acknowledges that those words are extra because of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says the drasha is already occupied. The words are occupied for a different drasha. What's a different drasha? A kachay kadashim that become disqualified. You have to burn it inside of the Azara. So therefore, I'm sorry, you know, you can't make two drush in one word. So the Gemara says, now you're right. Our drush was never meant from the words bo'esh tisarif. Our drush number 4 was meant to come from the words lo ye ochel. Those words are extra. Why are those words extra? Because since the pasuk says that it has to be burnt, Avadi not going to eat it. So lo yachel is extra. What's it extra for? To teach you. To teach you Isur Hana. So that's what the Gemara says now. So go back to Daf Chav Dal Amud. Go back to the last small line. I'm gonna buy you. Le'oilam mikra kama. Let's go back to Joshua number 4. The Epoch. And don't make a mistake and make the Joshua from the words Bo'eshtis of Epoch. Letter, right? Bo'eshtis Sarev. Let it say Bo'eshtis of Loy Loy Soichal. We don't need the words Loy Soichal. Matam Loy Soichal. Why did it say the word Loy Soichal to make a Joshua in Inyan Legufoy? We don't need it for the Guf. We don't need it. Dinafkolei. We already know it. We already know the basic halacha that you're not allowed to eat it from Rabbi Eliezer. And what do we mean? We know it from Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer says, "And was here." That was a very important point. What do you mean? You can't say the words lo se'achel extra. Do you know why you need those words lo se'achel? To teach you that if you that if you eat it, you get a loisase, you get malchus. I don't need that. You know why I don't need that? Because I know that you're going to get a malchus from the other Josh that we just finished learning of noisar, of miluim. We have the pasuk by the parsha of the miluim that if it's noisar, lo ye ochel bo eish tisarif. And the Gemara just told us, what's the word lo yachel bo'eish tisarev by noisar to teach you? Anytime a carbon is possible, if you eat it, you get a loisase. So that lo yachel by noisar already covers the chatos that becomes possible. I don't need it for the loisa save malchus feeding kodesh that becomes possible. Didn't ask the Rabbi Eliezer because we already learned that from Lozar a few lines above when it comes to the parsha of noisar to know inyin l'chol yisum shabbatayrah. So use it for every yisum shabbatayrah that it's also to eat. But every is in the Torah, I already know you can't eat it. So what's it coming in for? To inyan l'isr hana, that it's osur behana. So the more is the same type of kash. Right. To teach you, this is what we're trying to learn from the very beginning. To teach you the halacha, when it comes to chametz pesach and iser chametz pesach and shayin niskol, that when it says in the Torah, do not eat, it means iser hana. We're going to learn it from the word lo ye ochel, that's written by a carbon chatos whose blood was poured into the ahaychol. Imai kan b'sreifa, if that's the case, so go to the next step over here, it has to be burnt. Af kol isum shem Torah b'sreifa, amakra. No, we're not going to make that mistake because it says Hanoisar. We're going to go back to Noisar. Hanoisar b'shreifah v'in kol yisum shemtar b'shreifah. Okay? So we really have succeeded. We have accomplished something very great here today. We've gone through six different, because it's five and a half. Because the number four, we had two different approaches how to make number four. From the words b'esh tisarei, from the words lo se'ochel. So the bottom line is, we know that it comes from the pasuk. It's a very strange pasuk. Most people don't even know this halacha. You never heard this halacha. You have a carbon chatos. You have a carbon chatos. What's a carbon chatos? A person does any of the loisa says in the Torah where you have karis b'shegeg, chil shabbos, being carbon chatos, or you have a carbon chatos the tzibur on the mo'adim in Rosh Chodesh. You have the blood. The blood is supposed to be applied to the four corners of the Mizbeach, above the Chut HaSikra. If by mistake, somehow, the Mizruk of Dam ends up inside of the Heichol, I don't know how it got in there, someone made a mistake and took it in there, that's it. It's all over. The Pasuk now says about your Karban Chatos, Lo Se'ochel Bo'esh Tisarev. Now, we're after right away, you know, wait a minute. The words v'esh tisareif are superfluous because we know from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, se'ir achat ha-toroish torash Moshe v'hinei sarof. So those words are extra. What do those words teach you? they teach, so it's extra to teach you a halacha that any time you'll have in the Beis Hamikdash a carbon kodshei kodashim that becomes disqualified, do not make a mistake and think that you shall take it outside of the Beis Hamikdash to burn in the Beis Hadeshim. Burn it inside the Azara. Okay? But why did it say the word lo se'ochel? So you would simply tell me, well, it's teaching me a halacha that any time you have a carbon chatos that becomes disqualified, it's not just not a good thing to do to eat it. If you eat it, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get malchus. It's a lois haseh. Guess what? I don't need that either because I know that halacha from the parasha of Noisar. By the parasha of Noisar, we know the halacha that any time you have a carbon that is disqualified, if you eat it, you get in trouble. You get a lois haseh. So guess what? The words lo se'ochel are completely superfluous. If they're completely superfluous, what are we going to do? We're going to extract it from the sugya of kachin. Okay? We're going to extract it from that sugya, and we're going to bring it into Masechta Pesachim, and we're going to bring it into Masechta Bava Kamma, and it's going to teach us that when the Torah says, don't eat your chametz on Pesach, and don't eat that shor ha-niskol, not only are you not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to derive pleasure. That's the bottom line. Okay? And don't make a mistake and think, but maybe the pasuk is telling me that it has to be burnt, because maybe it says don't eat and burn it, so maybe chametz, the Pesach must be burnt, maybe the shor ha-niskol must be burnt. How do you know that you don't have to burn the shor ha-niskol, you can bury it? How do you know you can take your chametz and you can flush it down the toilet, and that's also sufficient? Because it says dafka by hanoisar bo'esh tisarev. But now when it comes to chametz and Pesach, okay, that's mamish, a sugi, in a nutshell. This is something, a davar chashuv, a gluska yafe we have here. Now the Gemara sakasha, wait a minute. Ve'ema, liyachude le'lav l'gufi hudiyasa. Di'im midra v'l'yezer in le'kin alav shemichos. Okay, we have to talk about a few side issues. What did you do? You told me that when it says lo se'ocha, there was one little glitch in this whole sugya. Maybe when it says lo se'ocha, it's teaching you when it says lo se'ochel, we need it to teach you that you get a loisase if you're eating a carbon, that's possible. That's what we need it for. So what did you answer me? No. I don't need it to tell me that you get a loisase because I already know that from the sugi of Noisar. Because by Noisar it says don't eat, right? By the parasha of Noisar it says don't eat. And that will be a general loisase anytime you have a carbon, that's possible, you're not allowed to eat it. No, that's not good enough. I need a special loisase by Noisar, and I need a special loisase by a carbon chatos whose blood entered into the Azara. Because the one that's by loisase is called a general laugh. And there's a principle in halacha, you don't get malchus on general laugh. The Torah has to be very specific. When the Torah says don't do something, if the Torah does not specify exactly what you should not do, Bezdin does not have the power to whip you. It has to be very specific. So this that it says by the parasha of Noisa, lo se'ocha, that's not good enough to give you malchus for a carbon chatos whose blood entered into the Olam Moed. So the emol yachude le'lav l'gufe, a laugh for itself, the ihudi also, the imid, Rabbi Yehuda Midlozo, in legin alav shabuklalois, it's too general. The Gemara says, you know what, you're right. So I fooled you. The Gemara is not over yet. I'm chap. The Gemara is not over yet. So the Gemara says, you know, something you got to attack on the big problem. And we now have to come on to Drasha number 7. Okay? Drasha number 7. Elo, I'm going to pop on the Habasar. Okay, that's it. Now up to Drasha number 7. The Habasar. Holy Drasha. Okay, amazing Gemara. We're not finished yet. We've rejected Drasha number 6 because of the technicality, the technical problem. Maybe when it says lo se'achal, it's teaching the Yerloisa, the getting Malchus, and we can't learn from Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk was by Noisar. And Noisar is not specific to carbon chatos whose blood entered into the Azara. So we need to have two separate psukim. One loisase for Noisar, one loisase for Basa whose blood entered the Azara. So now we're stuck. How then do we have a new pasuk? Piece of meat, kodesh, that became tameh. Simple, right? Very simple. You have a piece of kodesh, became tameh. And what does the Torah say? Via Basa. Why does it say do not eat this basa? Of course, if you're going to burn it, of course you're not going to eat it. I know that does need to say don't eat it. No, I'm sorry. The Gemara is not focusing on the burning part. We'll see in a moment why. But okay, here we go. The Gemara is telling us, how do you know, Rabbi Meirfield, how do you know that if you eat a piece of Kodesh becomes Tameh, you can't eat it? You don't need a Pasuk. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Maisa Sheni is Kal. It's not Kodesh. It's lightweight. If it becomes Tameh, what does the Torah say? You're not allowed to eat it. You've got to burn it. Maisa Sheni, if it becomes Tameh, has to be burnt. Madach Maisa Sheni, that's lightweight. It's no Kedusha. It's a moment. It has to be burnt. Kodesh. Alachas kavakama. So why then did the Torah say that basar kodesh that becomes tummy cannot be eaten? Cannot be eaten. It must be the words are extra. The words are extra. What are the words available for to make a drasha? My masakal. The Torah says Torah lo biarti mimenu b'tummy in the vidui. When a person comes to you shalayim after 4 years and they say vidui, I did not eat it lo biarti mimenu b'tummy. I did not consume it in a state of tumah, so the kar kodesh at chamur lekal shechein. Avichi teb, you'll tell me it's all very nice and good, but you know that's a kal v'chomer, and you're not allowed to use kal v'chomers to give malchus. That's a concept, right? Ein ma'atim and teb ma'ashnash. This is one daf. Mamish have a whole shas here and stuff today. Ein ma'atim min hadin. You cannot make a kal v'chomer to punish. So it's good. Taka, very good. It's a very beautiful thing. You have a very nice Kal V'Chomer, but the Kal V'Chomer is not enough. You need the pasuk to explicitly say, do not eat the Kodesh that became Tameh. Because the pasuk does not explicitly say you would not get Malchus because of Ein Masim and Adin. V'chitem Ein Masim and Adin. The Gemara says, you know what? I don't need a Kal V'Chomer. I have a Hekesh. A Hekesh is much better than a Kal V'Chomer. What do you mean? Because in saying Hekesh, the two words are juxtaposed in the pasuk. Hekeshu, the Chassidim says the pasuk, Leisuch alecha b'shevecha, Masar digoncha, that's great, V'sirosh v'sirecha, V'choros b'chorcha, your firstborns, and then the pasuk concludes, V'nidvoisecha, V'neder, V'nedova and a neder. Let me read you the whole pasuk. Leisuch alecha b'shevecha, B'shevecha, Masar digoncha, V'sirosh v'sirecha, V'choros b'chorcha, V'tzonecha, V'chol nidorecha, Asher tidar v'nidvoy secha u'tumas yodecha. So what's a neder and nedava? Kodshin, kodesh, a karbon. And in the same pasuk, it's compared to meiser sheni, meiser sheni. So the pasuk is makish. When you have a hekish is strong enough to give you malchus. So we don't need the pasuk to say don't eat kodesh that became Tameh, you will automatically get Malchus for eating Kodesh that became Tameh, because it's no worse than Maaser that becomes Tameh. And don't give me this answer that Ein Ma'asin Min Adin. It's not a Kal V'Chomer, it's a Hekish. And a Hekish is much more powerful than a Kal V'Chomer. So Ma'atam L'Molos Yochal Lo Yoichal L'Mein Ein L'Guva Tadei L'Chol Yishim Shem Torah V'Mein Ein L'Chol Yin L'Achil Tadei L'Hanah. Then the Gemara goes, "Vayit, if that's the case, imal kan b'shreifa. Af kol usim shabbatar b'shreifa. Our makro, we go back to hanoisa. Hanoisa b'shreifa. In kol usim shabbatar b'shreifa. Okay, so this is good stuff here. Okay, so we now have drasha number 7. Drasha number 7 is the solution for the halacha that chametz b'pesach is aser b'hano, even though it only says lo yechal. The Gemara is not finished." Omar le Ravin le Rashi the Emor lavala b'shne lavin. Okay, very good. We have an extra pasuk of lo ye ochel lo ye ochel. We would know this from Meiser. Guess what? You're right. We will know it. But maybe the reason why it says it a second time is because the Torah wants to give you a double dosage of malchus. instead of getting one set of 39 lashes, he'll get two sets of 39 lashes. So he'll tell me no such thing. There's no such thing as doing one Avera where you'll get more than one Malchus. Yeah, I'll show you there is. Look at the case of eating Shrotzim. So Potisa. Potisa is a Sheretz Hamayim. How many lavin do you get for eating a Sheretz Hamayim? Four. Ochal Potisa, like Arba. Yeah, Sheretz Hamayim. Something which, that's the bug, that's the water, the filters. Where have you been?
What?
The filters. Brooklyn, New York City, why do you have filters? How many lavin do you get if you drink the water without a filter? Okay, so trivia question. If you don't have a filter, right, how many lavin? Four, five, six. So it's Sheret Samayim. Sheret Samayim is only four. Ochal potisa lekarba nemala. That's a Sheret Haaretz. Like Yechamesh, Tzira, that's a sheret that flies, a hornet, something that flies. Like Yechesh, she gets six. So what do we learn from this Yesod? That it's Shaykh, they had more than one set of Malkois. So just like Shiratzim, we find the concept, you get more than one set of Malkois. So maybe when the Torah says, Basar, that becomes Tameh, Lo Yeachel, it's coming to be Moisiv, a second set of Malkois. Not only will you get the Malkois of Lo Yeachel that's said by Meiser, because of the Hekish, you'll now get a double dosage, another Malkois of Lo Yeachel that's said by Basar Kodesh. So what gives you the right to take the word Lo Yeachel that's written by Basar Kodesh and apply it to Chametz, to Pesach and Sha'ar Niskol, where we can use it for Basar Kodesh itself to teach me to get a double set of Malkois? How can you make the drasha? And don't tell me that you can't go make double Malkois since those things are more than one. I'll show by Shrotzim you do get more than one. So the Gemara says, now here's a very important Yesoid. Amalekol Heicha Dika LeMedrash Dar Shinon. It's a very important issue. The answer is lechatchila chazal, when they darsh in the Torah, did not want the result to be you get more than one set of malchus. And if they have available another drasha, another use for the loisase, it is there. It's preferred to chazal to use the extra drasha for a different aveira, rather than to double dosage, double dip on the first Avera. When it comes to Shrotzim, there's nothing available. That's how it is. So in the mail, you have no choice. It's going to be 4, 5, 6. But when it comes to the Sar Kodesh, that's Tameh. Even though, theoretically, we can come out with a halacha that you're going to get two sets of Malkois, being that we have a candidate, we have another halacha that is in desperate need of a drasha, namely, the halach of Chametz, the Pesach, and Sher HaNitzkel, Chazal preferred to take the extra drasha and apply it to Chametz, Pesach, Sher HaNitzkel, rather than to double up on the loisaseh of Kodshim, which is Tamei. Okay? So, Mirtz Hashem, Yerushalayim HaKodesh, tomorrow night and Tuesday. Otherwise, Chas Shalom, we'll have to be here on Wednesday at 8:30.